In this interview, I am speaking with Ershad, and I'm going to let you tell me your full name and where you're from.
My name is Ershad Majumdar. I'm from Bangladesh.
Is this the first time you have been to an IFAJ meeting?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of work do you do back in your country?
I do write for my paper the daily fossil. Fossil means crop. It's okay. A daily crop.
So you are an agricultural journalist back
yes,
in Bangladesh.
Basically. I've started this paper in 1965. Mm-hmm. Since long, it's almost, you can say, 40 years.
How would you describe so far your impression of this type of international gathering of ag journalists?
It's a wonderful place for interactions with many journalists of different countries. But I felt a little bit tired of this because it's a one-sided congress, mostly for Europeans and United States, but Asians are totally absent here. We are here two only, one from Nepal and I'm from Bangladesh. It should be the IFAJ should cover more people from Asia.
I was just talking with one of the executive committee members, and I said, this is my first. And I said, you know what's interesting? We have only heard about Swiss agriculture.
Exactly.
But there are people here from all over the world. Could we, in a future program, have talks about agriculture in other countries besides the one we're in?
I do also suggest it. I suggested that all the members attending this conference, Congress, should be allowed to talk about their country.
I fully agree with you on that.
Thank you very much.
Now, we want to, besides talking about the agriculture and the business here in Switzerland, which we've heard plenty of, there is some more important issues, peace, love, and understanding. Any comments you might want to make there?
Here, peace, love, and understanding, it comes from soul and your heart. If you love me as human being, you love me through your soul. But if you think I'm from Bangladesh, a poor country, and neglected, I'm of brown color, you are of white color, you live in a society, very rich society, there cannot be an understanding and friendship and peace in the world. Peace must be established through love across the border.
And understanding, like you said, of the conditions and the things that people have to deal with, wherever they are.
I preach, don't curse the weather. Weather, hot and cold, is the nature. So be with the nature. Love it and enjoy your weather. Think that right this moment you are interviewing me. I don't know what has inspired you to interview me. So I feel very flattered and loved through your interview. You could have ignored me, but you didn't. That is love, that is peace, that is prosperity. Live together and enjoy your prosperity.
Well, we obviously agreed on some of our perspective on the Congress that's being held here, but I did appreciate some of the questions that I've heard you pose at different points, especially today as we were limiting some of the questions being asked, for example. And so when we look to future Congresses, do you think there's a possibility that we could do this in your country someday?
Yes, I'm thinking and working in my mind to convince my government and the big corporations to host such kind of Congress in Bangladesh. Reason, Bangladesh is one of the largest agricultural country.
Are there challenges that you have or you face in doing your kind of work in your country that are different than you see that we deal with in these other countries?
Yes. Because our democracy is just growing and growing. We have a lot of things to achieve in future. We have human rights regulations in our country. We have a development program, Millennium Development Program in our country. And right this moment, we have plenty of production in rice, wheat, potato, fish. You must be happy, Chuck, that our country is exporting garments to your country.
I am probably wearing garments from your country that were made that I don't even know.
Sixth largest exporter of garments, Bangladesh. So we are proud of our country. Maybe in your terms it's a poor country, but when we enjoy our happiness, we never think of that we are poor or somebody is rich.
No, I do not view a country like yours as whether it's poor or rich. I'm more interested in, as you said, what are the people doing? How do you do it? How can I learn from that? And how is that going to, how can I apply that in my life to perhaps improve it, for example?
Exactly, exactly. Chuck, I tell you one thing. That is, once I am poor, then only you can be rich. So rich and poor will live in this planet till the doomsday. So don't hate poorer and don't glorify the rich. Live together the way you live with weather, the way you live with children, your wife, your neighborhood, in peacefully. So we have only one planet. Share it and care it.
That sounds like a great place to end our interview. Unless you have anything else you would like to say to the listeners who would be coming to my website and being able to hear this interview.
I send this message to all the visitors of your website. Believe in your soul, not in your body. Body will perish one day, but soul will never. It is eternity.
Well, thank you very much, Irshad. And with this interview, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.